Day 316, or November the 12th. You are unique, but not unusual. Our thoughts today come from Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul's letter to the church in Rome is generally acknowledged as his greatest work and comes first in his collection of 13 letters. It is also the longest one he wrote, and it's to a church that he'd never visited. The first three chapters make the case for our need of God's righteousness, because by ourselves we are all short of the standard God requires of us. Paul explains why the Gentiles are in need of God's divine help, and then, surprisingly for many of his readers, he goes on to confirm that the Jews are no better even with the law of Moses. It seems probable that this letter was written by Paul during one of his stays in Corinth, and is a true ancient masterpiece by the world's first and perhaps greatest missionary, the Apostle Paul. And now for today's action step. In this 21st century world, which seems insistent that we are all equal and have equal rights, it's refreshing to read that we agree with God. Paul confirms that we are all short of the standard required by God because we have all sinned. Then the debate begins. Many of us would say that we are not sinners. We are certainly no worse than anyone else. Sin comes in three varieties: thoughts, words, and actions. Thinking a bad thing, saying a bad thing, and doing a bad thing. If we only commit one of each type every day, by the end of the year, we have amassed over 1,000. For listeners to this audiobook, that means tens of thousands so far, and counting. So it's impossible to be pure and clean and acceptable. It is if we remain independent. However, with God's help, perfection has already been achieved with the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. So we are all equally less than perfect, and we are all equally offered the pardon we need to wipe our slate clean. Now that's true equality. It may be time to listen to day 21 again.